You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What up, though?
What's going on? I'm Eric.
I'm Aisha.
They call me Dorky here in the city of Detroit. I'm one of the male bartenders. Consider myself one of the best, but...
Oh, God. I will be going by your favorite bartender. I've been bartending for a while now. I was under Eric for a minute. He taught me a little bit.
Just a little bit. She good, though. She real good.
We want to get into a topic?
Let's get into it. Let's talk about what you was just talking about with this this boy that you was dealing with right quick.
Hold on. Wait a minute. We're not going to start off with my story.
I'm just saying, your story was hilarious because he should have known better.
Well, I should have known better hanging around with somebody that don't know me as well.
Well, you can't really drink like that, but I'm not going to, you know, throw no shade.
I can't hold my liquor, but I do it anyway.
Yeah, man. Like, I was just sitting there just like, it was crazy. Like, I know exactly what you went through, like, kind of, sort of. I don't let somebody, like, leave me in my car, like, completely wasted.
Well, I would rather somebody leave me in my car than to let me drive off intoxicated.
Yeah, but, you know. You know the rules and regulations of, you know, Detroit, Michigan, surrounding area. You can't even be in a car, sleep, with your keys in it.
Well, that's true.
So, you know, I've been, I done had my times where I went off on the whole staff of the bar that I worked off, you know.
While you were working?
While I was working.
Nah, that's bad.
Look, I had came from one of my homies here, Barber. And I had just started up my drink cocktail business. So, you know, the ones I do by the jar, and I was taking them over to him. Like, yo, check this out. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna try one. I whip out the bottle 1738. We smash a whole bottle, me and two other barbers. I'm chilling. I'm like, damn, I still got to go to work. They pull out another bottle. I call the job like, yo, I'm going to be about an hour and a half late. We smash that second bottle. And I'm like, yo, I'm about to go. They was like, we was just about to crack open the third. I was like, all right, I'll take another shot.
That's how it always be.
I took a shot. I started sweating. I said, oh, shit, I got to go. I got to go, bro. I got to go. Hop in the whip. I get on, what was that I was driving down? I was on Beach Daily.
Oh, wrong place to be.
I was driving straight down. Now, bro, I made it. I'm smooth. I wasn't buzzed too much. You know, I'm buzz driving, though, which is never good just for the audience. Just want y'all to know it's never good to buzz drive, okay? I don't got no DUIs yet, but...
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're not going to get in that. I get to the bar. My boy birthday. I'm like, yo, I forgot. He like, yo, I got a bottle of Douce. It's only 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
All this cognac.
You know, I'm a cognac lover. You know, so we crack up with a bottle of Douce. Owner comes out. Oh, it's your birthday? He knew it was his son's birthday. I don't know why he's playing with me. I'm like, yeah, it's his birthday. We about to turn up. It's 5 p.m. I'm already
done.
At least done. At the least done. I'm trying to push through. I crack open 2 Red Bulls and an apple juice. So you know I got the bubblies going on. Go to the bathroom. Come out. We finish the bottle of Douce. It's about 6 o'clock. Party starts at 8. I don't remember nothing past 8:30.
Oh my God.
Apparently I done called the manager, bitch. I done called everybody in the bar that had anything to do with the bar.
Mm-mm-mm.
Broke it or something. I wake up in the elevator with my shirt off in Nar Bar, drunk as hell.
Oh, my God.
I wake up. My man's carried me out to the whip. He was like, bro, you was fooling. I'm like, what you mean? He was like, you was fooling. He ain't say I did the complete fool. So I was just like, maybe I just called somebody a bitch or something. You know,
right, blah, blah, right. Blah,
blah, blah. You know, my usual.
Right.
Nope. I just had to go all the way in, I suppose. They sent a message out 7 a.m. in the morning. Mandatory staff meeting. 12 noon. I'm like, man, I knew it had to deal with me, dog. Okay. I was just like, ah.
You're going to be barely making it in that boy.
Barely making it. I come in, I'm still hungover a little bit, you know. My man's go, hey, just the person we was waiting on. I walked in directly at 12 o'clock. I'm thinking, like, ain't nobody going to be here. Everybody was there. When do you go to a bar meeting and everybody in the staff there?
Somebody going to be scrolling in late, something.
I came in on time, which I'm never on time for nothing. I'm like, man. Everybody head was looking at me. I already knew what the deal was.
Okay.
They was like, yeah, so about yesterday. I'm like, what's going on, Chuck? My man says, you my guy. But that guy last night, that can't be my guy no more. I was like, my bad, my apologies. I apologize to everybody. What did I say? Oh, you called everybody in here some broke bitches. I said, damn. Whoa. I was like, my bad, man. I ain't mean to. I apologize. They like, nah, bro, you was going in.
So did that bar let you drink on the clock?
No.
Some bars do, though. That's why I'm asking. Some bars. And you was just drunk.
I was wasted.
Did you still have a job?
Yes.
Well, that's what's up.
I was suspended for 2 days. That was it.
Well, that's good.
I didn't really care because it was only on, I got suspended on Saturday. We ain't had no party. On Sunday, we ain't had no party. So I was like, y'all I ain't losing nothing. I ain't care.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know where I was at? Drinking with the owner at the other bar.
That is sick.
Hey, I'm just saying, that's one of my stories, man.
Okay. Well, that's a good story. I guess we can get into my story now, because it started off me working.
Not too much detail, you know. You know.
Yeah, I'm not giving on too much detail, you know. I was working this event during the day, and I was in Southfield, and this guy, well, I can't even call him a friend. I was about to say he my friend, but I can't even really call him a friend. He just was trying to hang out, whatever. So he was like, can you pick me up from work and take me to my comedy show? I'm like, okay. That sound cool because I ain't had nothing to do.
Please don't say it was at Punch Bowl.
Punch Bowl? You mean Punchline?
I mean, yeah, Punchline. You know what I mean.
No.
Okay, I was about to say, oh.
No, I've been there before, but no. So we end up, so I had to go pick him up in Warren. Mind you, I told you I was coming from Southfield. And it was a traffic jam. Like, it was during rush hour. So in the midst of that, I was already drinking wine before I left. So I get, like, off the freeway and run out of gas.
Oh, God was giving you a sign, baby.
Plenty of signs, okay? And then after that, my phone died.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. So I had pulled over. Well, I was in the middle of the street. Mm-mm-mm. I had to get closer to the curb as possibly as I could. It was so much traffic. And so I went to the gas station, got a gas can because I didn't have a gas can, had the man charge up my phone.
Can we pause? Listen, I done had a lot of friends in my life. But after I ran out of gas, you on your own, bro.
But the only reason why I was still sticking to it is because I was literally right there. Like, I literally only had to go around a corner. So I figured if I came all this way, I'm not about to turn around. Would you? Buzzed or
yes.
Not?
Yes, I would definitely turn around.
Well, then was my signs, and because I was not fully conscious, you know, I was already buzzing. I'm just like, fuck it, you know. I'm just...
Some type of way.
So I got the gas can, my phone charging the gas station, put the gas in the car. Then I had to go to the gas station, get some more gas, get the phone. The phone was charged up a little bit for me to turn it on. I turned it on, called him. I'm like, look, I'm right around the corner. I'm like, he was like, shoot, I was about to catch an Uber. I don't know what was going on.
See?
saying, I'm thinking like, shit, if you was going to catch an Uber, you could have caught an Uber in the first place.
That's another sign. You must, what you was trying to get.
I mean, I was like kind of feeling him a little bit. I was liking him a little bit. So I guess I was going an extra mile.
Oh, yeah. You went more than an extra mile. Extra mile was gas. Mile number two was the phone.
Man.
Mile number three was him saying he got an Uber. You like, no, I'm right here.
So I go pick him up. We get in and then we go to my house. For a second, get it in for a second.
And then
before then, he like, you want to get a bottle? So I'm like, all right. Mind you, he ain't got no money. He supposed to get paid at his comedy show. So he like, you know, I got you. You get the bottle. I got you tonight. So I bought some damn Ciroc VS. I only drunk it one time, and that shit strong as fuck. I don't know if you had it before.
I don't rock with that.
So we got one bottle. We got a pint. And then we went to my house, whatever, drank, whatever, got it in. Then while we were there, he seen his phone like, yeah, let me buy this phone from you. Drinking that Ciroc BS. I was not in my right mind, I'm telling you. I was like, yeah, you could buy this phone. I was like, but it's locked because somebody had put a lock on it, like, you know what I'm saying, where you had to go pay for it to get it unlocked and all that. So he was like, oh, I can get that fixed with no problem. So I let him get the phone stand. It was like a little charger stand.
Everything. And a butt.
Right. Shit, and the bottle. Shit.
Oh, man.
So it was time for his show. So let's keep track. I went from Southfield to Warren.
That's 1 mile.
To Detroit. And then his show was in Dearborn Heights.
Oh, you tripping. you tripping.
So, you know, and then I baked some cookies. Oh. I was really on one, for real.
Oh, you was feeling.
So, on the way to the show, he like, let's get another bottle. I get another bottle. That's a Rock VS.
That did it to you.
Done. So, my original drink of choice is tequila. So anytime I go to a bar, I just automatically order something tequila, no matter what I've been drinking before. So when we get to the bar, I ordered a tequila sunrise because I don't trust people making my margaritas. Mm-mm. So I get a tequila sunrise after we just had 2 pints of fucking Ciroc VS. So I ended up passing out at the bar. And he a comedian, so I guess he felt embarrassed because after he went up, I seen him perform and everything, but I passed out after that. And then after that, he said the comedian started talking about me being passed out, about me being drunk as fuck. They said I was dancing all on his friends. So...
Oh, baby, you was live.
Yeah. I got live and then I passed out. And then got talked about.
Oh, man.
So he felt embarrassed. So he told me to go step outside. Yeah.
You was gone.
From that point, we was like arguing because he didn't want to give me my keys. But yeah, my thing is, I'm an embarrassment to you now. So
just give me my
keys. The fuck on. Let me go. So I fought him down. Got the keys. Then it was a wrap from that.
Yeah.
It was a wrap from that. But that's a lesson learned. That's why no matter what, you shouldn't, because I turn up a lot, but ain't nowhere in hell nobody gonna let me just be like, go sit outside in the car, wait till or they just gonna let me be. And so that's what I get. That's truly what I get.
That's my thing. My man should have been like, let me drive you to the crib. You know what I'm saying? You just baked them some cookies. You know what I'm just saying? We're not going to go there, though. We're not going to go there.
Yeah. That wasn't enough.
Yeah, that was bad.
He didn't got the phone, everything.
And that establishment is terrible for that too. You know what I'm saying? Because I done had plenty of stuff. Well, not plenty, two. That was like, nah, bro, you wasted. Nah, you gonna kick it with us until we about to walk out the door. You don't sober up by then, you know, we're gonna call you an Uber.
Yeah. I never been afraid to cut nobody off as a bartender.
You know, so you know, I think that's one of the major problems here in the city though. Like for real.
Cutting people off?
Yes. Cause it's like you gotta know the right way to do it.
You do.
Like, did you ever watch them, like, them terrible ass, like, training videos where they be like, look and see if their eyes are jittering? Like,
okay, yeah, yeah. Because people be doing stuff before they even get to the bar. Yeah, so it's just like, you can't really.
You can't gauge that.
Like, yeah, you can't.
If that's the case, ain't nobody getting no drink. You know what I'm
saying? Right, right.
Like, bro, come on now, man. So, like, my whole thing is, like, I look for the first stumble or the second stumble. If I see you stumbling, I'm going to tap you and be like, bro, here goes some water for you. Here go juice. Here go Red Bull for you. You know what I'm saying?
Something. That's how you say it?
Yeah. Like,
if somebody came up to you and be like, you know, can I get a drink? And you see them intoxicated, you just be like, nah, how do you say it?
I'm smooth with it. Be like, hold on, bro. I got you. Give me a minute. I got a couple people in front of you. It could be two people at the bar. I'm going to disappear on you for one.
Okay.
And I'm going to chop it up with some ladies. Like, bro, you got to wait your turn, dog.
Okay.
And if you start getting loud, like, you just gave me the okay to call security on you.
Right.
Like, I ain't trying to be on the hold up, but I ain't about to, you know what I'm saying, put my peoples, you know, because I feel like everybody in there, they there for me. I don't care what's going on. They there for me. So I'm not about to let none of my peoples be out there, like, just, you know, wilding. Like, I done seen dudes, like, literally, you know, spit up Cheerios on the bar. Like, bro, like, you just threw up Cheerios, dog. What made you eat Cheerios before you come to a bar, bro?
Yeah, people just be out here.
And you my man's, like, this dude was, like, my good friend, too. Like, dog, what did you eating milk and Cheerios for, dog?
Wow, and then you about to drink?
And you about to drink.
And see how you just about to try to get me to do a shot? And I'm drinking this goddamn coffee.
Nah, see, that's shit. Coffee. No, nah, that's coffee though. My man's had milk and Cheerios. It looked like, you know what I'm saying? I can't tell the difference, but it looked like lactate milk. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, bro, what are you doing, dog? I picked my man's up like, dog, you just threw up all over yourself and you came with five girls. Five girls.
That's sad.
I was so happy. I looked out for him, though. I grabbed the water, grabbed the towel. Like, dog, hurry up, hurry up. Hurry up. Clean yourself up, dog.
See, I ain't that smooth with it. I tell a person right up, like, listen, for your safety and mine, I can't serve you.
So, like, this is the crazy shit. Like, this was one of the popular bars at the time. You know what I'm saying? This was a post bar. And everybody knew I was on that hook. On that hook.
Right.
I was on that hook. Like, everybody knew me down there. So my man's, when he threw up on the bar, like, everybody seen him throw up on the bar. But I was so smooth with it, like, bro, I got you. I stopped everything while I was doing. I made sure I attended to my man's, like, took care of my man's. You know what I'm saying? Like, I stopped everything. Bam, bam, bam. Got him his water. Took him over to his booth, got him some chicken out the kitchen. I just took somebody's chicken. I ain't care who you was. I was like, bro, my man's just out of there.
Yeah. Nah, I do that.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, I was conscious of the fact that my man lived, like, he lived at the time, I think it was Southfield Lathrop. So, you know, he had to drive through Dearborn Heights to get on the freeway. Right. I'm like, I'm not letting you wild out like that.
Yeah.
And Dearborn police was on everybody at Post Bar.
That whole area.
Man, what? That was crazy. I used to love Post Bar, though.
It's dead over there now.
It's so, nah.
And Dearborn, I'm talking about.
Oh, the Strip?
Yes.
Oh, that's a wrap.
It's
on that.
Nothing a over wrap there.
Yeah, wait a minute. You ever been in La Cigar over there, though?
Mm-mm.
Whoo. We gonna go.
Well, I ain't gonna say it's nothing over there.
We gotta go.
But when you go further down, of course, you got like Bar Louie and
yeah, it's literally in that same little spot.
Okay.
Bar Louie on this corner, you know, it's right there in the middle.
Right.
Right up from there. I think it's on the same
Like La Cigarra?
Yeah, on the same plaza, like in that same complex.
And what you say it's called?
La Cigarra.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
That's my low-key spot.
Yeah, I have been in there. I have been. That's next. It's next door.
Yeah.
To Bar Louie. Okay. You and know. It's a little martini bar over there.
Oh, right there, the Red Moose or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It's another one. Like, that's gold, that's sitting in the back.
It's in the back?
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta go.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
I think it's called Red Martini or something like that.
Red Martini? You sure it's not on the script right there?
Because I know Moose's Martini right there Pub, in the front. Yeah. But then it's another Martini that's in the back.
We gotta go.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go explore.
I'm all about the cognac, though. I don't care. We can go to a martini bar. Where my Henny at? Where my Remy at? Oh, you ain't got Remy? Where my... You ain't got Cabot.
Us black folks need to get off of this cognac. No. Do we know anything else besides Hennessy?
Yes.
Do we?
I do.
And what's that?
Remy.
And then you just go to the next best one. Like,
listen,
that shit is just nasty to me.
I mean, it depends on who I'm with, you know, because everybody give you a vibe. Like, when I was out with Chuck would have me drinking champagne. When I was out with,
that's expensive.
Right.
So you're not going to drink that everywhere.
I'm not going to drink that everywhere. But at the same time, it's about who you with and what kind of vibe they give you. Like, if I know you a BS-er type of person, I'm not trying to get wasted with you. I don't even trust you enough to take me anywhere. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we work with an individual before like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was wasted. And this is when I was y'all manager at Detroit Supermarket. I'm wasted. Like, yo. He like, bro, you left your keys in the bar. I'm like, good. I'm like, no, I don't need to drive right now. And then I looked at my text, at how I text him. It was a letter missing out of every word.
What?
Man, I was gone, okay? And I'm walking around downtown hitting bar to bar. My man's like, yeah, I'm about to go. I'm like, bro, I ain't got no keys.
No nothing.
No nothing. And you talking about some, you about to go.
Like, where you going?
Where you going? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, just the drinking and driving thing, like, as bartenders, I can honestly say, like, we mess up a lot.
We need to do better.
We need to do
better. We know better.
We need to do AA for bartenders. AAB.
Right. You took the tips class before?
A long time ago.
So, you know, the tips class is supposed to be like, we're supposed to be able to, you know, tell when a person's intoxicated. Yeah.
You know, the jittering of the eyes, the stumbling of the words. Right, what if you got somebody that has a speech impediment?
That's true.
Because I had that before, and I thought my mask was wasted.
No.
Listen. This is a true story. I was working at Lucky's at the time, downtown, right off Jefferson. You know who everybody's spot was across the street at IHOP.
Right.
Apparently one of the cooks, you know what I'm saying? I don't know his name. My man's had a speech impediment. I did not know this, but he used to smoke.
Oh, my God.
Like, he was a heavy smoker. So, me being the young bartender that I was, because I wasn't even in a year in the game, I couldn't tell. My man's came in stuttering. I was like,
that is terrible.
I'm like, yo, like, I call a manager, everybody, like, yo, I can't serve my man. They like, he good. I'm like, I'm not serving him. They like, bro, like, you need to chill out. He good. You know, he worked across the street. I'm like, I'm not serving him. I don't care. So, you know, it didn't dawn on me until he's like, his speech impediment was so, you know, unique. He used to, rather than write out say a whole sentence, he would just say a phrase they could say clearly, and then write down the rest.
Oh, my God.
So, for instance, he would say, let's say you wanted to go to McDonald's and you want a number one with cheese. Okay?
Okay.
And you wanted a medium.
Okay.
He would say one medium and then write out cheese and whatever else he wanted.
Oh, my God. So, how was he ordering his drinks?
He wasn't ordering drinks. He was just ordering food.
Oh. Oh, okay.
See, I'm thinking he was coming in to order a drink.
Oh, my God. Rookie.
I was a rookie. And when I say I was a baby in the game, baby, I was a baby in the game. I ain't know nothing. Didn't know nobody. Couldn't make a Long Island. Couldn't. Man, the only thing I could do good was make a water and twist the top of the straw off and leave the paper on top of the straw. That's all I could do good.
Oh, gosh.
But I thought I was that dude, though.
Well, confidence will take you a long way.
Man, it took me a long way for a long time.
Because I was just about to say, who taught you?
I'm self-taught.
By yourself?
Self-taught.
Okay.
Shout out to my mans, even though, you know, we have our little issues. Lieutenant Dre gave me my first bar gig.
Oh, okay.
I was working. Where the hell was I working at? I had just became unemployed. I had no job, even though I was I had a nice little resume to be 18 years. No, I was 22. It was one of them ages. Long time ago. And you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I found this card while I was filling out applications. I called this dude 2 years after he gave me his card. Number still worked. I was like, sweet. That same day he told me, what you doing right now? I said, nothing. He's like, get dressed, wear all black, come to this location. I'm like, man, what the hell type of shit is this, dog? I'm like, man, here we go. So I look it up on my phone. Back in the day, you remember when you couldn't GPS for real and it didn't show pictures?
Right.
So I was driving what the GPS said, but I didn't know where I was going.
Okay.
I roll up at Lucky's on Grand River.
Okay.
I'm like, this nigga about to have me cleaning toilets, bro. I'm not ready for this, dog. I didn't sign up for this. And he told me, like, yeah, I'm going to pay you, you know, $9 an hour. And I'm like, I need that.
Okay.
So I'm like, bet. He was like, you be wilding on Facebook. I was like, you follow me on Facebook? You know, this is way before Instagram. This is when Facebook was hot.
Right, right.
I'm like, yeah, you know, I used to say some stuff or whatever that was controversial or whatever. I walk in the bar or whatever. He like, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is your new male bartender, Eric.
That was it?
That was it.
Wow.
Gave me 3 hours. 1 hour per day.
I think
I started on Wednesday. So by Friday, I was done with my training.
Right. Okay.
How can I make a Long Island? I know nothing. Man, what?
That's crazy.
So I'm sitting back there thinking I'm doing my thing, like.
Had that confidence.
I had, you know what I'm saying? I had a little something on me. Because I, you know, and I was shy, which was crazy. Like, you remember me back in high school?
Yeah.
I didn't talk. I was, you know what I'm saying? Even though I played on the basketball team for 2 years, I didn't talk. I didn't really rock with nobody.
I was shy as well.
My mans had me come out my shell 100%.
That's what's up.
I'm like talking crazy to people at the bar. I'm like, bop, bop, bop.
That's the best part.
This wasn't the first month, though. This was like a year after that.
Of course. Of course.
So I was the crappiest bartender that you could probably find for a full year.
Well, at least you can admit that.
I was terrible.
Yeah.
When I say terrible, I don't even think I could make a vodka cranberry good back then, okay?
Oh, my God.
It was that. I'm serious.
You was making vodka and cranberries before you even bartend.
Nah, see, Lucky's was a different breed. You didn't have people coming in like, let me get a vodka cranberry.
Nah, you didn't, nah.
You had people like Long Island, Blue Mountain, Birmingham.
Right, right.
I'm like, yo, I don't know none of this. I'm looking at a sheet of paper trying to make the drinks.
Right, right.
About a year and a half after that, I started getting better. By year two, I was a what?
Yeah.
I wasn't a beast, but I was decent. I could keep up with, you know, the average bartender.
Yeah.
But what helped me was the fact that I was competing against people that was bartending for 10 to 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they not going to split tips with you, bro. Like, you got to make your own bread.
Man, that's a whole nother topic.
Man, listen. I was making, listen, because I was unemployed and I ain't had nothing. All I had was whatever I had in my bank account. And that shit was drawing up quick. I was paying off my bills. I'm like, oh, I'm nervous. My mans. So like, dog, when you learn to start making money, how to do this job right, he was like, you're going to be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I appreciate that.
Right.
So like my first year and a half, I probably never made over like in one night more than $110.
That's what's up.
My first 6 months, no more than $30 a night. I was like, dog, what is going on up in here, bro? Because I'm about to quit. Let me go get another job because this ain't right. Working out for me.
Right.
And then I had that. It was, I remember it. It was my breakout night where I was just killing it. I don't know what it was. I got into a zone or something. Like I was playing ball. It was a Mayweather fight.
Okay.
I walked out of Lucky with like 250. I was like, damn. I ain't quitting, baby.
Right. Like, this what that money be like, huh?
And then it was a wrap from that. Like, even though I made 250, that was probably the smallest amount out of everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I think the barbacks made this just as much as me that night.
Right.
Because it was, when I said I was bartending with some beast, I can just list them.
Yeah.
I know for a fact three of them made over a rack.
I bet.
But I'm
He used to bang.
Man, listen, that 250 had me smiling from ear to ear. Okay? I didn't care about
cash
nothing.
Cash in hand.
I'm like, yeah, I'm about to ball out. Let's hit IHOP.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was tripping. But,
Speaking of Lucky's, though, I seen a post on Facebook where they was, like, talking about bringing it back or something. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Everybody was like, all the old people that used to work there was like, yeah, bring it back.
Nah. It'll never be the same.
You don't think so?
And it's because Lucky's was unique at the time. It was the spot to go to. So, like.
Closed,
yeah. It was a lot going on. Like, I remember working at Southfield with my bro Marcus, and it was no AC.
No AC.
Period.
In the summertime?
In the summertime. It was hot as hell in there. It was hot as hell. So we sitting in there trying to, like, work our way around the bar, and it's like you dripping the sweat for real.
Okay.
But it was a good time, though.
Yeah.
We didn't make no money, but it was a good time, though.
Yeah. That's how it be sometimes.
It was wild, man. It was so many stories that you could go through Lucky's, like, man, from people pooping themselves on a dance floor.
Okay, that's too much information.
I'm like, is she okay? They like, no, she good. I'm like, why y'all ain't picking her up? They was like, ain't nobody about to pick her up.
Man.
They put her in the chair and rope, scrolled her outside. I was
Oh my God.
I was sitting there looking at her like, ugh, you nasty. But working in bars, you got different aspects. Like, you get comedy every single night.
For sure.
It's probably the funnest job that you can have without too much supervision.
Yeah, and being yourself. It's the job where you can be yourself and make money and have fun with it.
I don't know about being yourself.
What you mean?
I mean, you got to bring some type of character. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can be Eric, or you can be Dorky.
Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying, yeah.
So, I always switch it up.
Right. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Now that I'm older, it's like weird when people call me Dorky. I'm like, dog, I brought that name out when I was 22.
Hey.
22.
It sticks with you.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even popular no more. It's like, it's these young cats out here.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing.
Right.
But it's these young cats. And I'm like, hey, I'm no hate. No, you know what I'm saying? I try to mentor some people. But I don't think in the industry, as far as bartenders, as far as quality, there's not too many that you can, like, pack up, take them to a different state, and they be successful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially with my experience in Vegas. Like, the average Vegas bartender is, like, two times better than the average Detroit bartender, in my opinion.
I can see that. And it's Vegas. I mean, that's a whole nother.
It's because it's I feel like the competition down there, number one, is way higher.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit about to be a tourist city in like another year or two.
Yeah. People are already touring.
Right. But like it's wild because the bartending skill, which I call a trade because not everybody can do it.
Right.
Yeah, you can show somebody to do it.
Right.
But not everybody good at it.
Right.
It's like that level of competition is not here yet.
No, it's not.
Because clubs and these bars and like these restaurants, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, well, whatever.
Right.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
But like in Vegas, like, yo, it's a waiting list to even work anywhere.
That's crazy.
So for you, if you go down there and you can get a job right away, they feel like you good.
Mm-hmm.
Here, three spots could tell you no, and you go to Tom, Dick, and John's down the street. You got a job working right tomorrow. Like mm-hmm. Vegas, it's like waiting list everywhere.
Yeah.
Where they do that at?
Well, not here. That's for sure.
I was that's sitting there, sure. Wow. Like, even on a cruise line, you don't just snap up a finger and you bartending on a cruise line.
Yeah.
It's a waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
So I know we probably passed our time by now.
Oh, we passed our time.
We had 2 minutes before, right? Yep.
Oh, we did good.
Look, we did all this, and I didn't even say the title of our show.
Oh, yeah.
When Bartenders Link Up.
When Bartenders Link Up, that's what it is.